Aye, it's lovely. So it is, it's something different now. It's past few years, it's always been the half and half green and yellow. So it's different now with the more yellow and the green sleeves. So,
bit retro looking.
It is a wee bit retro looking. The wife just said them this morning there. It's a wee bit like the Abbey Hotel ones back in the mid 2000s there. Yeah. So it's definitely something different. It's very nice now, definitely.
Yeah, those are lovely chairs and something you'll be wearing next year, I suppose. When you recap now in 2025, as you think back on the year, I suppose, county wise, you stepped over obviously to Christy Ring, something that you'll be looking to build on and not going for next year, Jared.
Aye, definitely 100%. You know, I think last year we got our first 2-1s in the competition at that level in the Christy Ring. So it was a good learning experience. You know, we know now what's required to push on. You know, last year was the first time we beat Meath in Championship hurling, I'm nearly sure. So we learned a lot from that. And I think we'll knuckle down now over the winter and sort of try and get more than 2-1s next year for the Christy Ring. So.
Yeah, because listen, it's a tough competition, so it is. And Mickey's here today for the jersey launch as well. He's always spoke about moving up the levels, and Christy Ring was always a target this last number of years and something that you struggled to get to. But you sort of cemented your place in it, and it's last year. So for 2026, how do you go about improving in there, Jared?
Well, that's it. As Mickey says, it's where you want to play, and that's where you learn more playing at the higher level, and that's where you want to develop and sort of bring young boys in, show them that's the level they're at now and stuff. So it's good. We'll be learning a lot from last year, as I said, and we'll get down now, train hard, push on for the Christy Ring, and we'll be pushing hopefully for a final spot. I know Kerry's down it this year, and you know, they'll be sort of out to try and rectify that one we had over them last year as well in the league. So that'll be another bonus factor. But just a couple of good teams in it this year, so it's all for grabs, and it can go anyway.
Yeah. And from a club point of view, obviously you played in the Ulster Senior Club Championship. You lost out to the beaten finalists, St John's from Antrim. New experience, new territory for you. And I suppose it's just a bit like the county hurlers when you get into a new competition. It's something that you want to stay in and compete there as well. So with Satanta now further down the line in 2026, looking to defend their title and get back into the senior ranks Ulster.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, we'll take a lot of learnings from this St John's game. You know, as I said, as the Christy Ring hurling, it's you want to be playing at the highest levels you can. And, you know, if ones were watching that game, 40 minutes gone, there was a puck of a ball in it, there was only a goal in it between both teams, and I think when they got the second goal, we sort of died a wee bit, and they got a bit of enthusiasm off that goal and fed off it and kicked on, whereas we didn't. But for next year, you know, anybody involved in Donegal hurling knows that Donegal championships aren't easy come, and there's a lot of teams coming pushing now. You know, Bird's going very well now at the minute, and Unions are always pushing. And ourselves, you know, any given day, any of them three teams could win the championship and beat each other on the day. So we'll look no further past that.
Okay, listen, enjoy the break now over the winter, if you get any at all, particularly over Christmas. But it's all excitement ahead, New Jersey, and hopefully new benefits for the season ahead. Thanks and the best luck, Jim.
Thank you.